Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580, The Information Advantage. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:50, unchanged on the open. September, 8:50, down 10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:16, down 6 on the open. September, 8:30, down 6. December, 8:50, down 9. March of 2009, 874, down 6 3/4 on the open. July corn opened at 690, down 26 1/2 on the open. September, 701, down 26 3/4. December, 716, down 31. March, 732 1/2, down 31 1/2. May, 738, down 35 1/2. July of 2009, 743 1/2, down 34. December, 653 1/2, down 14. March of 2010, 663 1/2, down 12 on the open. July beans open at 1553, down 36 on the open. August, 1537, down 42. September, 1519, down 48 1/4. November, 1516, down 45. January, 1504, down 70 3/4. March of 2009, 1509, down 72. May, 1510, down 66. November 2009, 1437, down 62 on the open. July soybean meal open at 416, down 1660 on the open. August, 409.50, down 1620. July soybean oil open at 6305, down 184 on the open. August, 6315, down 192. August live cattle open at 101.90, down 40 on the open. August feeders, 111.10, up 7 1/2. July lean hogs opened at 72.20, down 20 on the open. July bellies, 61.65, down 140 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Clearly, the marketplace is in a liquidation mode, and not just in commodities and hard currencies and all different kinds of things as well, crude oil, for example. What do you make, though, of the grain in particular? Begin with the corn market. What's it trying to tell us?
Well, a couple things, Dave, here. We've run into a buzzsaw in three or four things. Number one, the weather forecast has changed much for the better. The crop ratings have improved over the last 2 weeks. And number three, and probably the biggest thing, is all the bills in Congress are talking about being proposed, and the way that the ethanol plants have shut down at $8 corn and above $7 cash corn, telling us that maybe we do not have quite the shortage of corn we thought of, and with the weather getting better on top of it. So we're seeing some liquidation phase because of that. We have seen also that the Europeans, we think they're done raising interest rates for a while, and that's allowing, and they didn't raise it as much as we thought, and that's allowing the European dollar to slip and the American dollar to gain a little favor here along the way. And, of course, Informa's numbers this week also showing a little better production than what the USDA forecast last time around, actually coming back up closer to trend line yields. So all that together and index fund liquidation shows us what we're looking at in the screen. And, of course, trend change time generally after the 4th of July.
So let's take all of what you said to the Friday USDA reports, and let me ask you, Do USDA make revisions in the demand side decreasing there and in the production side increasing there?
I'm not sure that they will increase the production as of yet, Dave. I think there's a possibility. I think the carryout will probably be increased. I think there will be, they will put into there a little bit of the rationing that we've seen, and I think that the number, the carryout numbers will be increased. And I don't know that they'll be increased to the degree that Informa did.
And what about on the demand side? Do you look for revisions in livestock and or ethanol?
I think that the ethanol number has to come down a little bit. I think that we saw here that the ethanol plants, you know, we aren't using quite the volume of corn that we had projected we were going to use at this point in time. So I think that there has to be some revisions there. The livestock, you know, the last report didn't show the shrinking as much as they'd like to have seen it happen. But we will continue. If corn stays high, we will continue to see reductions in the hog herd.
Where does this corn market catch support?
Well, we're feeling that the you know, the first line of support was hit this morning around the $7.
Yes.
Then it's the 680 and then down to the 650 mark, Dave. But you know, we're probably going to expose ourselves somewhere down the next line of support. We might try to be looking for a bounce.
Let's turn our attention then to soybeans. Your analysis there, please.
Well, I think you know, here along the way we've really taken a lot of that weather premium out of the beans here in the last Sunday night, yesterday, and, of course, this morning. And I think that we should start to see a little bit of support. If you remember, if you looked at Informa's numbers, why we are shrinking back a little bit there. So I think somewhere in the 14.75 up to $15 is somewhere where we should see a little place for a little bounce to occur.
We actually blew through several levels, 15, 60, and 50,
yeah.
15, 25, and $15 all in one fell swoop today.
It hit hard. And like I say, when we continue to see index funds selling, and that, of course, is our long in the market, you know, it takes a lot to stop that much momentum, just as it took a lot to stop their momentum on the upside, Dave. So, you know, but this, as we look at things, you know, we're in the downtrend for right now, but we do think there'll be we'll probably run out of selling, at least for a short time down that period. Now we could be wrong if they continue to sell aggressively, but we're going to at least think we'll see some support in that range.
Do longs who are running for the hills yesterday and this morning thus far re-enter the market before Friday's USDA reports?
It depends on how they feel about a lot of things and how low we dip before we get to that report. Remember, now, if we just bounce from right in here and we bounce and get a little higher, the answer to that question, I think, is no. If we go a little bit lower here and we've got, you know, a little more room for a bounce, then I think the answer is yes.
Any reason not to think that USDA will give us bullish data on Friday's USDA reports for beans?
Just because they're the government and they generally don't give us what we think they're going to, Dave. But all in all, I would have to think that, you know, the bullish data, it could be, you know, tempered a little bit by the idea of cutting some of the demand and some rationing effect happening.
All right. Turn your attention to wheat. What are you seeing there today?
Well, the wheat, it's actually the wonder child of this whole commodity.
Amazing.
You look at wheat, we're hearing tremendous yields every place around the country. We're hearing that we're out of the market as far as the world market goes because of our prices. And yet we continue to see wheat hold above $8. And we're just a little bit amazed as far as that goes. You know, but the basis levels stink. They are terrible. You know, we feel that farmers should be writing their senators and telling them that we need some better convergence and better delivery points.
You think 850, 840 is pretty good short-term support in the wheat?
Well, you know, as we're looking at the D-Sweet, the 840 here, it seems to be holding well. And as I said, that's one of those that in my world, I wonder why.
All right. What kind of questions are producers asking you? I'm sure the phones have been very busy in the last 24 to 36 hours.
Yesterday, of course, when we locked down the limit, is what's happening? And number one, number two is, do I go ahead and sell some cash here? Do I lock in some basis levels? Do I do some things like that? I think that we saw a couple of the Very large advisory firms say to lock in basis levels on any of your hedge-to-arrive contracts in corn yesterday. We heard a lot of people say that it was different a time to possibly lock in some meal purchases on this dip. They didn't say yesterday, but looking to do that. So for any of the feed users, on probably later in this week, why we're going to probably be buying some bean meal.
What do you particularly think about the basis lock-in? A lot of talk about this basis narrowing significantly into harvest.
Well, we would sure like to see it, but it sure hasn't been demonstrated as of late between the wheat, the beans, and things like that, Dave. So I guess depending on how wide it is at your individual location now, we're not totally against that, especially with the crop looking better. You know, if the crop was not looking good, but we have improved immensely in our area and in our travels across between Indianapolis and Champaign, the crop's got a lot better looking in the last 2 weeks.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick, September corn at 690 and a half, down 37 and a quarter. The December at 707, down 40. August beans at 1521, down 58. September 1510, down 57 and a quarter. And November at 1504, down 57. You're listening to WILO Urbana.